medic named Chelsea.
Chelsea. Ugh,
thanks, Scott. I should have had you gone after me to clean it up if I need a cleanup. can we just take a moment of silence real quick so I can allow the power or my higher power to take over and speak to you guys through me. All right. Again, I'm an addict named Chelsea. I'm so nervous. I have stage fright since a little kid. But this gets me out of my comfort zone for sure. I love what you have to say, for real. And that gives me hope, right? And it's because of you that, like, I keep coming back, right? The people before me paved this way, and like for that I'm forever grateful. I shouldn't have looked back there, because that gave me a whole nother type of anxiety. I thought it was just right here, so look, I'm like, shit. A lot more people. So, like, I'll just tell you a little bit of how it was, and like it ties in with gratitude, because like I had no ounce of gratitude in my heart, right? And like this goes like even becoming or being a little child, right? Like I say I was born into this disease of addiction because like my dad's an addict. My mom's a normie, but like at such a young age, dealing with just the addict household, right? Like my dad always being sneaky and like, you know, finding drugs all throughout the house and like dealing with like having to go and pick up my dad with my mom like as I'm 8 years old up until whenever my parents divorced, like going to bars or going to places to try to find my dad. Right, so like that was my life in a nutshell, right? And like to get really freaking vulnerable, right? Cause like this is what Narcotics Anonymous taught me to do. Like man, I have trust issues, or I did, still kind of do, working on it, right? And it's like also because like the house that I grew up in, and like it wasn't easy. Like my dad, like I said, he's an addict, but like his past haunted me. Right? His past carried on to me almost, right? So like at the age of, when I was 1 year old, my dad, which I love him to death, but the things that he's done in his life, it's hard to get past sometimes, even being clean, right? Like my dad went to jail for sexually molesting my older sister. So like, I had to deal with my dad being the sex offender, the registered sex offender, right? So like, can't find gratitude in any of that. Like, how are you my dad, but you did this, right? And it's my stepsister, it doesn't make it any different, right? She's my blood, man. And so like for a long time, like I didn't wanna be anything like him, but like that was exactly who I turned out to be, except for the sex offender part, I'm not that. but still like it caused me to, not love myself, because like I got bullied a lot, I got picked on a lot, little kids or my friends weren't allowed to hang out with me because of like who my father was, you know. So like it affected every part of my core, right, to have a father do that. So like I didn't find gratitude in anything, and like I started acting out at a very young age, right, not knowing why I was doing it, right, or not having any type of clarity. And like I'm a little kid, man, I don't understand this shit, but like what I do understand is like people showing up at my door with posters and shit, or fucking signs of like who my father was. So like that's just the start of some stuff, right? Like moving on, like learning about this and the step work, right? Because step work is very freaking important. And like at the age of, I was 29, right? At age of 29, I was finally able to deal with some demons, right? Deal with some past trauma that like I needed to get through, right? And like, that shit wasn't easy. I was scared. I didn't find any fucking gratitude in it. None at all, right? By the way, I'm from San Diego, California. I moved out here in 2020 to like get clean. And like our literature states that like a geographical change is not the cure, right? However, the geographical change helped me get clean. And like I've stayed clean since. I was always a type of addict that like didn't want to identify with anybody in the rooms, right? Or like put myself in a situation where I was even calling myself an addict, because I felt like I was a social addict or a functioning addict, right? I still had everything, right? But like inside I was dead, right? And it took me to go through a certain situation back home in California My ex-girlfriend at the time, she got 5150. It's a 302 out here, I guess. But she got 5150 and then 5250. And within that 72-hour hold that they put on her, I booked a flight out here to PA. The father of my child, he lived out here. He found the rooms are Narcotics Anonymous. And, like, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I just know that, like, I was desperate, right? And that ties in with, like, gratitude. Because even though, like, I didn't know that it would be called a gift of desperation, coming to terms with that, I found the gratitude in it. I was so beaten and broken that, like, I was willing, and I didn't know that, like, I even had the willingness by moving out here until I, like, identified what willingness was, right? Or any of the spiritual principles that this program has to teach you. So when I moved out here, I didn't know anybody. I didn't have no drug dealers. All I knew was the father of my child and his family that had lived here, right? But, like, I took that, and, like, I could have gone and, like, found the nearest corner with somebody with a backpack and probably asked them for some dope, right? However, I came here with the mindset of, like, stop feeling sorry for yourself and, like, do something different, right? Because if I'm not willing to do anything different, I'm going to get the same fucking results. And that's, like, the insanity of our disease, right? It's, like, doing the same thing over again, expecting different results, or doing the same thing, knowing the consequences, and still doing it anyways because you just don't care, right? And, like, that's where I was. But, like, right before I moved to California, I remember myself, like, in front of the mirror in my house, because, like, there was a time where, like, I couldn't have any of the mirrors in my house looking at me because I could not stand the person looking back at me. But, like, there was this one, like, a few times leading up to me getting clean, like, I was just sitting in front of the mirror and fucking crying, right? Crying and, like, slapping myself in the face and, like, telling myself, stop feeling sorry for yourself. You're not willing to do anything to change, right? And, like, finally, like, I was willing, right? The pain was deep enough where I was willing. So, and, like, I'm grateful for that moment of clarity. Like, even though I had drugs in my system still and I was still using, like, it was like an aha moment, right? Because, like, I could keep living down this road or, like, I could do something different. And, like, PA sounded different. So I came out to PA. Buttfuck Butler, to be exact. Don't ask me why, but, like, that's where I landed. And, like, ever since I've been in Butler, like, I've stayed clean, right? And it was all through, like, the father of my child planting that seed in me, you know, the seed of recovery. I saw him as, like, if he can get through this, then there's no reason I can get through this. And not to compare myself to him, but I know he's been through a lot more than I have, right? And I respected that about him. And, like, he gave me hope. When I had no hope left inside, he gave me that hope, right? So not to make it about him, but he just plays a big role in my recovery. And, like, we weren't together at this point. Like I said, I had that girlfriend and whatever. So I came out here to PA. The first thing that he handed me was a basic text. He said, read this. I'm like, what is it? He's like, just read it. And then when you're done reading it, call me. We'll talk about it. So I was like, okay. I read the book. Who is an addict? Oh, shit. I identified with every single thing in that chapter, right? Then I read some more. I'm texting him throughout this process. I'm like, holy shit, this is me. It's an autobiography of me. Like, how did you know? You know, and, like, but when I kept reading it, it got deeper, deeper, deeper. And, like, the first time I didn't understand, like, the full length of how I should understand it. But, like, I was resonating with some stuff to make me identify with things in the book to help bring me to meetings, right? So I tried a meeting for the first time. And actually, the father of my child, his dad, he celebrates 26 years this month. He actually tricked me into going to my first meeting. He said it was a meeting. He didn't tell me what type of meeting or anything. But, like, that was my first introduction. And I'm, like, standing in, like, sitting in the back. And, like, people are like, how they ask, like, do we have any people, you know, coming to a meeting for the first time, whatever. I'm just sitting there, not saying anything. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. I wasn't willing, right? Until finally, after reading that basic text, I finally went to a meeting. And, like, for the first time, I said, I'm an addict named Chelsea. Not knowing, like, the relief that came from that. And, like, in that exact moment, like, there was, like, a light bulb that went off, right? And, like, I don't know, like, it gave me the courage to stand up and say, like, I'm an addict named Chelsea, right? It took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to, like, continue to stay clean, right? But, like, this program has taught me, like, the solution and to live in the solution, right? But there's been times where I've came in, shared a mess, fucking left a mess. But, like, people never judged me, right? And, like, it's hard dealing with, like, a mom that's not an addict because she doesn't really understand, like, what exactly I'm going through. So, like, she had to love me from a distance. And, like, I appreciate her for doing that. Like, I find the gratitude in that because she was allowing me to be where I wanted to be or needed to be at the moment to find recovery. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't, like, that strict mom. She wasn't that type that, like, I don't know, bash my name or anything like that. However, she was the type that wanted to take my kid from me because of the harm that I was causing towards my daughter, right? And, like, it's crazy, and, like, I'll speak about this in a little bit, but, like, she came, no, I'm getting too ahead. I don't want to ruin it. Okay, so we're going to stop right there. So, like, the gratitude in this is, like, an action word, what Scott was saying. Like, the gratitude, I didn't find that at first, but, like, after coming around and, like, you know, women, right? Women love me in this program until I can love myself. Women in this program taught me how to be a friend, a mother, a significant other. Like, women taught me to do that. And, like, that's why today, like, I don't have to seek validation from men, right? Or women, because I go both ways. But, like, it taught me to, like, be okay with myself. Like, I'm wearing makeup now, but usually if you see me out, like, I don't wear any makeup at all, right? And it's because, like, I'm okay with how I look today. I no longer have to cover all the scars on my face because of me picking. I was a picker. And, like, I messed myself up a lot. But, like, I no longer have to hide from me today, right? And, like, that, I find the gratitude in that because, like, for so long, like, I wasn't leaving the house without looking good because I wanted to see people to see the outside instead of the inside. Right? And I was just talking with another addict on the way here. It's like that feeling of like Gucci on the outside, but Dollar General on the inside. You know, I did some surgery on my spirit coming here, you know, to this program. And like that takes a lot of like work, willingness, and like honesty. Right? Because for so long, like I didn't want to get honest with myself, even about being a heroin addict. Right? Like when I told my mom I was a heroin addict for the first time, she said, I had to say it like low tone. She's like, she asked me what I was doing. I told her pills for all the times that I was, like, or that she did ask me. But like, finally, I had the courage to tell her, like, I'm a heroin addict. She's like, what? I was like, I was using the H word, mom. She's like, what is that? I was like, I'm a heroin addict, mom. She's like, oh shit. Like, you know, like I was so like I felt so degraded when I first said that word, right? But, like, there comes the humility coming into play, too. Like, finally, you're getting real and honest with yourself, right? So, like, just because I got clean does not mean everything else around me is going to go back to normal, right? I've caused a lot of hurt and pain in people's lives, in my life, and, like, a lot of trauma that, like, I should have been out a long time ago, but, like, that pain wasn't great enough, right? And so, like, it was suggested to me that, like, I get a sponsor, I get a home group, I get involved with service. So, like, when I moved out to Butler, I moved into a recovery house, and I hated it, because, like, how dare you put rules on me? But then, like, I landed myself there, so, like, what do you mean, how dare they? Right? I needed some structure, because obviously the way that I was living wasn't worth it, or wasn't working for me, right? I was living on my will, I'll drive you off a cliff every time. I've done this 5 times, like not done the program 5 times. I've done like jumping off a cliff 5 times. And like, this is like my 6th time having to start over. Right. And I'm grateful for this experience because like I've never worked a program of recovery ever. I was always worried about like, cause I'm not an IV user. So I use that as an excuse. It's like, I'm not as bad as you are, or I'm not an addict, because like that wasn't my story, you know? However, coming into the rooms and like hearing people tell their story and stuff, not everybody's an IV user. You know what I mean? So like I was able to drop my walls and focus on like the similarities and like needing and wanting to get another day clean. So once I did that and being able to identify with women, with men in the program, Like, I've been able to, like, just for today, like, get another day clean. Just for today, get another day clean. And, like, I thought about the forever. Like, you mean I can never, ever in my life pick up another drug? Yeah, I scared myself a lot of times because of that, right? And it's not always, it's not about forever. It's like a day-by-day basis. It's a moment-by-moment basis. You know, sometimes I have to break it down second by second, minute by minute, you know? So once I stop, like, living in the future and worrying about the past, right? Because, like, that takes work, though. Like, I'm not saying it's going to happen all fucking at once. You know, like, it's taken, like, the step work to make me develop this relationship with not only myself, but people around me. So, like, for 7 months, I allowed my daughter to go with her grandparents and live in Meadville with them. Well, like, I solely worked on my own personal recovery, right? And, like, let me tell you, like, that was the greatest 7 months, not because I didn't have my daughter. It was because, like, I was able to take care of Chelsea, right? Like, I was showing the act of gratitude by taking care of me, right? Because, like, that's an action word. And what am I doing? What am I willing to do that's putting forth some action, right? So I get the home group. I get the sponsor. On my 31st day, I started working steps. And, like, there was a fire in me, a fire. And, like, I hear a lot of people talk about, like, they've had to bonk their heads a few times to, like, make it back here. Like, I'm grateful that, like, I didn't have to bonk my head a few times. And, like, still to this day, like, I'm still clean. You know, like, I'm learning today that, like, I can learn from other people's mistakes. So, like, the newcomer, if you're a newcomer here, I'm learning from you. On a daily basis, I'm learning that nothing is changing, right? And you're giving me the strength to, like, keep coming back, right? And, like, I don't know, they all, like, our literature states, like, the newcomer is the most important person at any meeting. So, like, how do I show that I'm grateful for them? Every woman that walks through the door that's a newcomer, I am introducing myself to them. I am taking them under my wing if they allow me to, and, like, calling them every single day. Instead of them getting my number, I'm getting their number so I can be the one to reach out to them, right? Because I remember being a newcomer and, like, being so afraid of women that, like, I didn't call anybody, right? I just let the phone numbers sit there and pile up on my IPs. Right? So, like, I did something different. Or, yeah, I guess I did something different. I mean, I don't know who else does this, but, like, I'm pretty sure, you know, women with some time have done this, right? Being the one to get other people's phone numbers so that you could be the one contacting them, right? And I, like, I do this to the best of my willingness. Like, I have the ability to do anything, but am I willing to? Right? So, the beautiful experiences, or, like, even the not so beautiful and the painful experiences in recovery has led me to the gratitude. Like what Scott was saying, like, I'm not finding the gratitude in every situation at that exact moment, but, like, everything is like a aha, okay. And then, like, I'm able to laugh about things. So I had a year clean, and due to this program of Narcotics Anonymous, the father of my child that I once hated with my entire soul and being, I ended up getting back together with him due to this program of Narcotics Anonymous, because he was working on himself, I was working on himself, and, like, the chemistry of the love was still there when we were both clean. I left him because he was in active addiction, right? And, like, we know how that goes. He's not present, he's present. He's not present, he's present. You know, all that stuff. So, like, I broke away from him, and the program brought us back together, right? I did not know that me moving out here to PA was to get back with him. However, that's how it happened. So we actually got married on August 17th. So I am newly a new wife. My first marriage ever. And, like, let me tell you the hardship that was there, man. Oh, man. Like, there's gratitude there. And, like, there's also, like, damn, we made it through that. Like, everything that we've been through. We have a 10-year-old daughter. I started dating him in 2011. You know, so, like, it's been a wild run. But, like I said, through this process and, like, sticking and staying and, like, not becoming complacent in our recovery, we've managed to, like, make it work and, like, get married, right? And, like, so back to, like, what happened when I had a year clean. I looked up to him a lot in his recovery, right? He had a strong program. And, like, that gave me the hope, remember, that I was talking about. But when I hit a year clean, he relapsed. And like I remember him on the phone with his sponsor, and because I told him to call his sponsor, and he was like, for what? And I was like, do it, or I'm calling him, you know. And I remember him on the phone with his sponsor, and he was like, I worked all the steps, all the traditions, I took all your suggestions, and I still got high. Why? So immediately I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to work all the steps, all the traditions, take all the suggestions, and I'm still going to get high, right? So my love for the program became less and less, right? I started distancing myself from the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I started distancing myself from, like, the program or the fellowship that, like, helped me get clean in the first place. And I lost sight of myself for a little bit, right? And, like, I was part of the mess going into meetings, talking about how the unity is so fucked up, there's no unity, blah, 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 being part of the mess, right? And then, like, women had to tell me, like, what are you doing to be in the solution? All I hear is a mess from you. What hope are you bringing? Right? And I was like, I was, like, not finding the gratitude in that. I was pretty pissed, right, for people telling me about myself, right? But I needed to hear it. I need to be told what I need to hear, not what I want to hear, because I'm used to everybody enabling me and co-signing my bullshit, right? And, so I got back in the program, like I really like stepped foot back in the program, got involved with service work, H&I commitment, spiritual retreat, taking meetings into the Butler prison. Like I'm so heavily involved to like get out of my own shit, right? And like realize that like I was the problem. Nobody else was, I was, right? And you know, that's just one of the bad experiences, but like that's helped me find the gratitude from that happening. It brought me closer to the program. Right, I'm no longer living in the mess. I'm trying to carry the solution today, right? So, another messed up situation that's happened to me in recovery, right? Clean. It's kind of weird how this worked out, and I swear I didn't plan it, but August 17th, I should have had a baby, right? In December, I lost the baby, and like I was so mad, and like so sad, and so hurt. Because one, like I'm a woman, I should be able to deliver a child, right? And I couldn't. And so when I lost the baby, like my whole world like just shattered, right? And my first thought, for real, was like, go get high. Why are you staying clean in the first place if like you're doing all this good, but like nothing good is coming of it, right? And that's a self-centeredness of my disease, right? Self-centeredness is the core of our disease. And like that almost made me go get high, right? But there's this one woman, my first sponsor, she wasn't my sponsor anymore, but like, I still connected or had this great connection with her and bond still. So like I told her about like what happened with myself and like after I had surgery that day, cause it was life threatening. I had surgery the next day. I was at an event on Christmas Eve and I went to that event. It was, I don't know where it was. Berkeley Hills. I don't know, it's California Avenue, 3869 California Avenue. It's like by Pittsburgh somewhere.
North side.
What?
It's the north side.
Oh, okay. I don't know sides. I'm from California. I don't know sides. But and like I'm grateful for that event that they held, right? Because like even like walking, like not even being able to walk, just getting out of surgery and showing up to a meeting or showing up to that event, I didn't feel alone. Right? And like I could have stayed and stuck in my shit and cried and been depressed and all this stuff, but like I chose to get out of that and like I do what the program taught me to do, and that's lean on you guys when I'm going through some stuff, right? Like you guys like help me build that love up again for myself. Like I had my old sponsor, she had a stone with her, like a little rock thing, and like she was like here, like whenever, like she gave me this whole speech and like it made me cry because like it was like something that she passed or like her sponsor passed to her and now she was passing to me to help me get through a difficult time in my life, right? And I still have it. I haven't given it back yet. But it's because of actions like that that helped me find the gratitude in certain things, right? So I told you I got married August 17th. I did not plan this, but like that was when my baby was supposed to be born. That's a fucking God moment. For real, right? So like something that got taken out of my life, something else was replaced in return, right? And like maybe I'm never meant to have children again. I have my one. Maybe I'm not meant to have anymore. But if I am, Like, that's on God's time, not mine, right? And, like, it's not that I deserve anything, right? I have to get out of that mindset of, like, I deserve this because I'm clean. Like, the world don't stop because I'm clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are still going to hate me even being clean, or can't get past the resentments getting clean, right? And, like, I just got to accept it because, like, that's on their time, right? And, like, that goes in with the steps. So, like, a beautiful moment that was able to happen on my wedding. My family still lives out in California. And it was such short notice for me to get married. Like, I told everybody, like, less than a month before I was getting married. Like, it was so, like, last minute. My dad was able to fly out, and his wife and my baby brother. My sister was able to. My mom, she lives in Arkansas now. She was able to fly out as well. And, like, let me talk about a spiritual awakening, man. It was so freaking beautiful. I'm like, I wish I could relive that moment over and over again. And, like, honestly, like, yes, the wedding was perfect. However, I think it was more the spiritual part of it, of, like, just the whole trip in general that made it beautiful. So, like, working through my steps, like, my sponsor prepared for me to make some amends, right? And so she's like, don't do any step work right now. I want you to do some writing and praying, a lot of praying, right? So I was like, man, I'm trying to work on some shit. Right, and she's like, you are. Just take my suggestion and just do what I told you to do. I said, all right. So, like, for 3 weeks, I was planning this whole amends process that, like, I needed to make with my sister and my mom, right? And it couldn't have went any greater than what it did, right? I had them alone and, like, had a conversation with them, you know, both of them together, because, like, I know, like, I hurt each one individually a certain different way. But, like, being able to, having them both there and being able to make my amends, right, and prepare myself for the amends, not just 30 days clean, trying to get everybody to forgive me right off rip, because, like, I tried that, too. So I was able to make amends with my mom and my sister. But, like, before I even made the amends, my mom was like, are you going to talk to your dad? Because they're not married anymore. Are you going to talk to your dad? Don't you have a lot of stuff you need to tell him? I'm like, Mom, I haven't prepared for that yet. Just trust the process. She's like, okay. You know? And then so when I had this conversation with her, I'm like, you remember when you told me when you first landed? Like, am I going to talk to my dad and tell him how I feel and stuff? She's like, yeah. I was like, I was like, this trip was about you and my sister and being able to make that amends with you guys. Right? So, like, my gratitude is on a whole nother level. Get it off my chest to make the amends that I needed to, tell them the harm that I've caused them and allow them to tell me how they felt in return. I was ready for some backlash, like talking shit, like for them to go in on me, right? And you know what their words were? I'm like, there was many different words exchanged in there, but like their words that like stuck with me is like everything that you have caused damage wise in our lives, you being clean outweighs that. Right? And like, I couldn't get a better, like, that was just beautiful, right? Because like, I know what I've done. I've seen in the fourth step my resentments that I've caused them, right? My sixth step, I'm seeing how I am as an individual, right? My seventh step is like being able to fucking, see my shortcomings in certain situations before I act out. And like that eighth and ninth list, damn. Right? And like when I came into this room and like started working these steps, I was a hurt little 12-year-old. Right? And it can go back on before that, but like from when I can first identify with like the hurt little girl, it was like back to then. Right? Because like there's a lot of things that like I had in a box that like I wasn't willing to open until certain situations arose and like I was able to identify with certain feelings or certain situations, and that was through you guys. So I don't know. It was just a wonderful experience. Right? And like that gave me, like I said, a spiritual awakening in itself, right? Because like I was so scared to make those amends, but like in the end of like me actually doing it, right? And not expecting everything to just go how it was or be how it used to be. Like I was just able to like get something off my chest, a lot of things off my chest. And they were finally able to tell me how they felt when I caused harm to them without it being an argument, right? We had adult conversations. That's I'm not used to. Because I like to put the blame on everybody else, right? So like, I'm grateful for the steps of Narcotics Anonymous. Like, I believe the steps are made for normies as well, sure, right? I told my mom, you can use some steps in your life. And she was like, what are they? Mom, you don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But if you really are willing to, I'll show you. You know what I mean? I'll give you the step working guide. But for real, like, today, like, I'm not trying to be a miserable person. Right? And like, even in dark situations, I'm trying to find the light in them. I'm trying to find the gratitude, right? Because it's because of those dark situations that I'm able to be where I'm at today. And like, life on life's terms shows up. Life on life's terms I don't always agree with. But I know that if I have my hands off of everything and I live on God's will, it's going to play out how it's supposed to play out. And like, I respect that. For real, I respect this program. Like, I respect the women and the men in it. I respect my predecessors for paving the way for me. Like, I just have so much gratitude because like, none of this would have been possible if I was still fighting, right? If I wasn't surrendering, if I was still living on my own will, right? And like I have gratitude towards everybody here. I have gratitude for, you know, Alicia asking me to share. And like, I'm just like, I don't know, this topic was just so very fitting for like the past month of my life, right? Cause like, I've been sharing and like telling and showing my gratitude towards certain things or people, right? And like, gratitude was my topic, you know? So like, I believe that's also God's work, you know? And like, gratitude, because it is an action word, it's like showing people I'm grateful for them. Like, that requires me to not cheat on my husband, right? That requires me to like, show gratitude towards my house and like clean it. I hate that, but I'ma still do it. Can't live with dog hair. I have two dogs. But it's like showing gratitude and like taking care of like my car or oil changes, stuff like that. Like, if you're like, gratitude is an action word. I have to do stuff that shows that I'm grateful for something rather than me just always saying I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, right? Because there are times I was praying to God to like help me get out of a certain situation and then just doing the same thing again, right? So like, my gratitude, I have to live it, right? And like, I have to, I can't live my way into a new way of thinking. I can't think my way into a new way of living. I have to live my way into a new way of thinking. And that, like, I'm doing it, you know, and I'm doing it with the help of you guys. Cause like, if you guys weren't here, I wouldn't be here. I learned from each and every one of you. But I'm Chelsea, I'm an addict, that's all I got. Yeah.